This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Howdy, 102 back on the fan. It is the Tiki and Tierney Show. What's going on, everybody? Hopefully your holiday weekend is off to an awesome start. We're down at Belmar DJs. We've been here all day, the entire crew. Guys in the morning. Greg and Evan coming up next. Obviously, we are pumped to be down here. Jumpstart your weekend. Thanks to good buddies and sponsors here. We've got C4 Energy, Boar's Head, Day Chaser, New Jersey Transit, Rocka Vodka Vodka. That just sounds, I just love saying that.
I know.
The Rocka Vodka Vodka.
Rocka Vodka?
It's good. It just sounds like a song.
It's
almost
like Chaka
something.
Khan.
Yeah. Rocka Vodka. Rocka Vodka. Rocka Vodka. Let me tell you. Rocka. Wendy's, New Jersey Lottery. Nielsen Dodge, Flag and Anthem. Great stuff over at Flag and Anthem. And Superbook and Jersey Mike. So we've got Coach Chiano. Obviously, we're in Jersey, in Jersey School. That will be Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights, and a big piece of the fabric here at the Fan. Coach Chiano will stop by next segment. And obviously, we'll get back to calls 877-337-6666.
So have you changed your mind yet
about
my Daniel Jones take?
No.
I'm starting to see my reasoning.
Well,
are you co-signing what I'm saying about Daniel Jones and the New York Giants?
But, well, I have changed my mind about one thing.
Yeah?
The degree of trust that I have in Hoffman. Like, I sincerely thought that he would come out
you're
there.
You're done. You're done,
and
Hoff.
Dance with me
you're
a complete dope.
Hoff, you're dead to us.
Yeah, dude.
We're not pulling you into any skits anymore, ever
again. You can look away all you want. You can ignore us all you want. Your mic's not on.
Yeah.
It's a dereliction. That's a dereliction of your duty there, dude.
Listen, I got Danielle to do my dirty work because we have a new partner now. She is on our team, our softball team. And she just had to, go through.
No, dude, that horrendous. It's not against Coach. It's against you.
I pawned her off.
So you passed the buck.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah, but you know, but she hasn't been part of the daily conversations on the air.
But
so that means nothing.
I love Coach, but
that means nothing to me.
But here's the thing is, I can't participate in that because if I mush my team, it's going to be the end of me.
It's not a mush.
It is. We just talked about this. Everybody's been asking you to go and please mush our team.
Okay, wait. But now you don't think, so you think that your life would be complicated, God forbid, if the Mets imploded. Okay.
You're the talent.
You don't think that my life is going to be complicated up there singing a Mets song for everybody to sing?
Your life is forever complicated. You know that, right?
What?
Yours.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with
you
that.
You know what you
That's
just
fine.
Did?
I know
you
what I
sang
did.
The Mets song from the 86 championship season.
That's right.
And Tom Izzo.
Because I said I was going to do
not
it.
Not that Tom Izzo, but our Tom Izzo was recording the entire thing.
I know.
You were playing to the camera.
I was playing to the camera,
You were
man.
Living it up.
That's right.
You looked like a Mets fan.
I love the song.
You look like a Mets
fan.
Did
you hear the lyrics? Did you hear me slipping Let's Go Yanks? I don't know if you caught that.
You guys didn't catch
that?
I definitely heard that.
See, you clowns didn't hear that. Every time it was, I said, Let's Go Yanks, and I looked right into the camera.
Exactly.
I'm an idiot, Barber?
I'm not
saying I'm smart, but I'm not completely stupid.
All right, I stand corrected. I sit corrected.
I need a little wiggle room just in case that comes back to haunt me.
I sit corrected.
All right. So, listen, I know we talked a lot about Jones and Rodgers and Tiki with a pretty strong take. Some might say it's a hot take, but I do want to get back to something that we touched on, and then we hit a little bit. But I want to really get our thoughts on this here because there's been so. I mean, it's not even June 1st, and we have had conversations about. I mean, and passionate conversation, and not just passionate because we're crazy fans, which we are, but passionate because the topics were truly debatable. When would the Mets bring up the kids?
Yep.
Was Buck doing a good job? Billy Epler, Scherzer's injury, Verlander's stuff, from the Mets' point of view, right? The losing streaks, the winning streaks. Now, from the Yankees' point of view, was Judge goes down, Rendon's not here.
Stanton.
Stanton goes down, Volpe flashes, then he's not. You know, there's been so many stories. I want to know, and Hoff, I want you to go first here, all right? Who is going to have the better summer, the Yankees or the Mets?
Oh, the Mets.
Why?
Oh, because we're about to break off. We've been hovering around 500.
Picture that shirt, by the way.
We've been hovering around 500. We've had awful pitching. I mean, you can't even – the starting pitching has been so terrible, it can't get any worse. It's about to go
off. So what makes you think it's going to get better?
It can't be any worse.
Oh, like, I see.
That's literally you've reached rock bottom. It can't get any worse. I mean, I don't think Scherzer's going to be a Cy Young, but if he can get us 5-6 innings a game, maybe 3 runs, I'll take that. And if Cookie's every other game, it's fine. And it's going to happen. I'm telling you, next week Ronnie Mauricio is going to get called up.
He's not getting called up
because there's no more Daniel Vogelbach. This guy is done. He's over with.
But what? Like, so what are they? So if they DFA Vogelbach,
Vogelbach.
Yeah, he's got to be done.
Okay, so if they DFA Vogelbach,
professional scrub.
But hold on, if they DFA Vogelbach, how is that? How is Ronnie Mauricio getting?
Where's he playing
every day?
Second
time?
Base. Because you have
you can't just stuff him at second
base. He's been playing second base in the minors.
I know.
You do that, it opens up that lot. Listen, it opens up the offense, and all of a sudden you have 4 young kids that are going to start raking. And guess what? Alvarez and Beatty, what did we talk about? Same thing with Volpe, too. They just need time. You bring Mauricio up, who every freaking day the guy's getting highlight after highlight, RBI after RBI. Bring him up already, because nobody wants to see Daniel Vogelbach watch strike 3 again. I'm over that crap. Get Danny Dimes out of here.
Oh, Danny Dimes?
What are you talking about?
Danny Duds.
Oh, my God.
You're confused over here.
I'll tell you, Vogelbach is just, it's so confounding why he's still here. And, like, at the end with Aaron Hicks, it becomes, now, it hasn't reached Hicks's territory, Hicks's level.
Yeah, yeah. There was years of Hicks.
Yes.
Started to feel it.
Yep. And more money and different levels of anger and dissection. But the Vogelbach stuff, without trying to unnecessarily bury the guy, it is really strange the affinity that the Mets show for this guy. Trotting him out there, he doesn't do anything well.
Yeah, but I don't think the Met fan appreciates or likes him right now. You know, they don't want him there.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but yet they still run him out there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Last night, Jose Reyes. You guys see this with Jose Reyes? Jose Reyes. Did you see what he tweeted?
I did not.
Jose Reyes. Jose Reyes, a Met luminary. I mean, Jose Reyes tweets last night. Something to you'll know the exact, but something along the lines of to Vogelbach, hey Danny, to hit the ball you actually have to swing the bat. I swear to God,
Reyes is saying that,
it was that pointed. It wasn't like, well, you know, hey, maybe if he was a little more aggressive, he could, you know, maybe put a few balls in the seat. It was just like, dude, you got to swing the bat. You are paid to hit, and you don't swing.
He said this quote unquote.
What exactly?
I'm not sure if Vogie understands this concept, but you have to swing the bat to hit the ball.
Wow. That's
Come on, that's from Reyes. Dude.
Well, you know what it is, because he wants to walk. Because the only value he has is his on base percentage. Think about it. Think about what we talk about when we talk about Daniel Vogelbach. It's like, oh, he's not in any home runs. He's had what, 300 and something?
300 plate appearances.
He's got 8 home runs. So at least you could say, oh, he gets on base. Right? He got the third. Didn't he score? He scored a run last night.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it's the only calling card he has right now, because he's not going to hit home runs.
Okay, but hold on. So
he was brought here to hit home runs. So he needs to salvage himself in some way.
I guess.
And he knows it's only by getting on base.
But you're not going to hit home runs if the bat stays on your shoulder for 3 hours every night.
He's trying to get on base.
Okay.
Period.
You said because he wants to walk. Let me take you inside of the mind of a slow athlete, okay? Now, I might not look like Vogelbach, but I know what it's like to get on base and have no chance to steal, all right? When you can't run, the last thing you want to do is walk. Now, if you get a hit, you don't care if everybody in the stadium's saying, oh, this guy's slow.
Yeah.
If you stand on second with a 2-run double, if you mash him off the gate, you know, a one-hopper off the fence in right center field or whatever. But when you walk, and you can relate to this because you weren't an ad, you couldn't run either, I'm sure.
No, terrible. Thank you.
No, I mean, because you said that on the air. That's the only reason
I said
that, you
know. I agree.
And
thanks for reminding everybody.
Well, if you're – I don't think I needed to. I mean, if you just stand on first base and you are zero threat to run, what is the enticement? Like, what is the – why do you want to walk? The last thing – I would actually almost rather strike out than walk. I know I'm not saying that a pro athlete should adapt.
I'll tell you why.
If you can't run, walking
is
useless.
So we know OPS is a big deal in baseball, especially for power hitters. All right. Daniel Vogelbach is not hitting home runs. is he ever getting an extra base hit?
He's not going to be on the team in 2 weeks, does he?
I understand that, but he's not hitting home runs. He's not getting extra
base hits. I don't think I've ever seen him hit a double, now that you mention it.
Exactly.
I've seen a couple of good hard singles.
So even if he hits a bunch of singles, it's not helping his slugging percentage. The only way he can improve his OPS is to walk. It's to walk.
I mean, jeez.
He literally wants to walk. I'm just telling you, BT.
And then when bases are loaded, he swings that ball at 4 in the dirt. And then that doesn't make any sense to me. And then
right.
He strikes out. It's like, what are you doing? Just if you're not going to swing, just put the bat away.
All right, so he's now getting the brunt of the ire from Met fans.
He is.
It was like Darren Ruff, now
like,
it's him.
Like Hicks got from the Yankee fans.
But the difference is, you know, Volke's making $1.5 million, easily expendable. Eventually he will be. When it's time to win games, he will not play. No, Met fans don't necessarily like the lineups that Buck is making, and I get you. Viento should have played last night. I hear you. It's been a little too sporadic.
But I like
Beatty elevated to the five spot.
I
do love.
I liked last night's lineup. I liked the way that it was with Nimmo, Lindor, McNeil.
McNeil third, which is what I've been seeing forever.
McNeil, then Pete Alonso,
yes,
who went yard again.
Yep.
And then Beatty five.
And I think Marte was six.
Marte was six.
That's exactly the lineup that I constructed a month ago. That's what I said. Lindor's not your three hitter. It should be McNeil, and it should be Brett Beatty batting five.
Yep. Beatty five.
So that's fine.
And Marte, if he's hitting at number six.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
And then you have two holes at 7 and 8, but you don't worry about it. And Alvarez is at 9, and he's doing all right.
Listen, every lineup.
And he's protected by Nimmo, so it actually works.
Every lineup has a hole or two. We make it seem like we fixate on our issues, and I get it because we watch our teams every night. We know our deficiencies better than the deficiencies, like, intimately of the Rays or Toronto or the Phillies or the Braves. Like,
yeah,
we watch every single night, every pitch, so we know what our guys do and don't do. But, yeah, I did like the Mets lineup last night as well, with the exception of Vientos. But you were able to successfully hijack the segment there, because all I asked you was who's going to have a better summer. And he somehow transformed this into let's pound on the Danny Vogelback hour again.
He deserves it, though.
Okay, fair enough.
That's how he wins.
So you think it's going to be the Mets, right?
He turns it to Vogelback.
Got it.
I actually think it's going to be the Mets, too.
Okay.
Woo.
I do. I think their pitching's getting right. It's going to be uneven at times because of Senga, as we talked about.
Yep.
The fifth starter is not really clear, even though Carrasco's was encouraging last night. And I honestly trust Scherzer, even though he's struggling at times. Verlander seems like he's rounding into form. He's only had, what, 3 starts? So I think in time, the top of the rotation gets right. And if Carrasco, who seems to be okay now with the pitch clock, where he clearly wasn't early on, and he was also hurt, he struggled. If he can give you that every one or two outings,
yep,
you're going to be fine.
All right, well, fine isn't exactly what I was expecting when I saw Super Bowl commercials.
But they got the young talent. They got Pete Alonso.
I don't want to hear fine. I want to hear
they
championship.
They got Francisco. I'm a Mets fan. They got Lindor.
BT, where's your burst of energy? Where's the Yankees' burst of energy coming from?
Yeah.
Rodon.
Bah! When?
What are you
next year, 2024?
What are you drinking there?
A little C4. We got to do a little toast. I don't know if you see my boy Stefan over here.
Steph.
He's the C4 winner sitting on the C4
throne. Steph, I didn't
What's
see
up,
him, actually.
Let's do a little. Oh, I gotta do a
see,
little
unlike you, I'm fixated on my job. I'm not looking around and getting distracted. I didn't even see him there. He goes, this is my job. Yeah, I mean, he laughed, but I do think that Rodon is.
By the way, BT has gotten to calling me Colton.
Oh, my God, I do it all the time.
Colton is his son.
I do it all the time.
Every now and then, he mindlessly has to say something. He says, hey, Colt, I mean, Teak.
Yeah, usually corrected him, so it's something. Not that I'm trying to correct you, but yes, I do that a lot to you.
I know you do. It's mindless talking. I know it.
Oh, my goodness, I do the same thing, dude. You know how it is when
it's
you have kids and you got a million things going on. But I do think that Rodon represents. I'll put it this way.
But it's a hope thing.
I agree.
That's the challenge with it.
I agree.
It doesn't feel real to me yet.
It's not.
And we talked to him when he first got here, right after his press conference.
Yes,
we had him on.
We did.
Dude, I love this guy. I can't wait till he pitches for the Yankees.
He was passionate, yeah.
But I can't believe it till I see it.
I agree with that. So just hear me here, because I don't disagree with that. He is a theory right now. He is not. He's not a useful Yankee. He's not even a Yankee until he's actually on the mound, in my mind, despite the fact that he did the press conference. But to me, Rodon, even more so than Vientos, even more so than some big uptick from Volpe at some point this summer, even some big, you know, maybe Alvarez is in the beginning of a month-long going bonkers. I mean, his numbers the last 2 weeks are great, 3 weeks great. I think Carlos Rodon represents not only the biggest variable for the New York baseball scene, but the potential biggest
lift.
The insertion of him in the rotation, if he's what he was the previous 2 years, I don't know that any young Met bat or even Volpe surge can match, but potentially what he could bring to the New York Yankees behind Gerrit Cole.
When do you need to see him by so that you it impacts the season in a positive way?
I got to start
All-Star break type thing. Is this like a trade deadline thing type of
Late June? I got to see him getting out there by late June. You know, he's had a couple of injections. Yeah. He's starting to ramp up his throwing a little bit here. Yeah, I mean, if he's not on the mound by late June, that doesn't mean that he can't come back. But to me, that would be a bad sign. That would be an ominous sign because he's been on the comeback trail for a while. And, you know, as he ramps up the throwing, if that, that throbbing in the back or that issue with the back isn't fully gone, then it's probably just problematic and, you know, for the rest of the year and maybe the rest of his career.
Yeah, we got a – there is an intense desire for this rotation to be secure with the number two. It should be Nestor. We talked about this a couple days ago. It's hard to fully trust Nestor.
It's not Nestor right now. I don't trust him that much.
And it's Cole, who's been an ace. He's been unbelievable. If Rodon is that sub-ace, that second arm for the Yankees, you start to feel a lot better about them, especially because Judge and Rizzo have been playing so well as of late.
Well, this is interesting.
Yes.
I know this happened a little bit ago.
I think I want to fight you for him.
Well, let's go.
I want to fight you for him.
Okay.
Breaking news.
DeAndre Hopkins now becomes a free agent, and instead of being traded, can sign anywhere he wants.
Let's go Jets!
Let's go Giants. Hopkins and Jets.
Let's go Giants.
There's going to be a lot of people looking to fight. Now, the Giants need him, I think. Well, not that the Jets couldn't use him.
Yeah.
I think the Giants need him more than the Jets because of, you know, I think there's just better wide receiver. The Giants receiver room is interesting.
It is.
But how aggressive, I mean, is he going to wind up playing here? For one of these two teams?
I think he can end up in New York.
I do too.
The question is which one is more feasible.
Which one is more attractive to him? And to me, it's the Jets.
Oh, of course it's the Jets.
Well,
because
you have
Aaron Rodgers. But he could come to the Giants and be a part of building something big again.
But that's it's funny, and I don't disagree with that. But
he wants to win a championship.
He doesn't look like these young athletes, even though he's been around for a while, like young athletes or modern athletes, probably a better way to frame it, don't look at franchises that were once incredibly proud and are hard to
win. No, they want to win a championship.
They just want what's good for them. He doesn't look at the Giants and connect LT and Sims and you and those guys and obviously Eli and Shockey and those boys. He looks at the Giants as every year that he's been a pro, outside of one, they've been a doormat.
Yeah.
And the Jets too.
And he goes from, I can go from Kyler Murray,
yeah,
who's a basket case, to Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
That's probably going to happen.
All right.
But I'm still going to fight you.
Wow. All right, Tiki and Tierney back on the fan. It's 125. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Tiki is moving his way back to the broadcast area, holding a different type of a drink. I wonder what that might be. All right. After the show, of course, Tiki. No imbibing during the show, as you well know. All right. So, let's face it. When this man came back to Rutgers, everybody was pumped up. That is Coach Chiotto, the head coach of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and I want to chat with Coach now. Coach Tiki and Tierney, welcome back to the fan. How you doing?
Doing well, fellas. How are you?
Very well.
Yeah,
very
well. We're good, Coach. You know, the Rutgers program now in the Big Ten, it's been obviously a challenge, but when you came back, tell us your expectation of how long it would take to get this team up to par with the competition that you guys are facing. Obviously, it's a big conference now, but what was your expectation? Because it wasn't that way when you left.
Well, you're right, Tiki. I'll tell you, the league is a great league. It's where I always felt Rutgers belonged. So we're in the right place. But, you know, you have to – you know better than anyone. You have to accumulate talent.
Yes.
And in college football, you have to do it over a course of time because these are 18-year-old kids that are coming in. They have to get in the program. They have to get developed. So you have to fill the pipeline, and then once it starts coming out the other side, then things start to click. And we're getting close. Probably have about one more recruiting class to fill this pipeline. And I really like the trajectory. We're getting better. But, you know, what happens over a long period of time, it kind of happens all of a sudden in college football.
Yeah.
And, now.
And I think part of it, Coach, starts with you. I mean, obviously your track record at Rutgers has been amazing. I remember the previous iteration. You know, there were parties for some of these games that you guys were playing, and I think the organization or the university expects that now. How different has it been to recruit the second time around at Rutgers, especially being in the Big Ten?
Well, I enjoy it. I mean, the recruiting is outstanding. I think the university's improved quite a bit since I left, just with the medical school coming back in and what they've done to the campus alone.
Yeah.
It was almost impossible. We put up so many buildings, the beautiful buildings on this campus, that it's something that is really, really neat to show off to the recruits.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Coach Greg Schiano, Rutgers, of course. I believe it's 100 days on the nose before you guys kick things off. And, you know, back in the day, Coach, whether it was, you know, when you were first coming up the ranks as an assistant or when you were your first stop, you know, 1.0, if you will, at Rutgers, it was a different game. I mean, NILs, nobody knew what the heck that meant. They didn't exist. Yeah, kids would transfer, but it's a totally different game. The portal is basically collegiate free agency. You know, one of the things I've always respected about you is that you've always kept it real. I can't imagine on any level that you enjoyed the direction that the NCAA has taken. I'm not saying that it wasn't necessary on some level that these kids get paid, but it is. It's tough. It's tough for me. Is it tough for you as a coach?
It is really tough, but you're right. And I've always felt the players deserve more, and they deserve their share. What the problem, I believe, is that, you know, things just went from zero to no limits, no boundaries. And you can't do that. You know, pro sports has proven the only way it works is when you have a salary cap and you have a collective bargaining agreement. So if players are going to be paid, you know, they're saying it's for the name, image, and likeness. Well, the reality is it's about how well they are as players, you know, how well they play, and then their name, image, and likeness becomes more valuable. Now, people don't want to say that, but that's...
Yeah.
That's reality, right? So if you're going to have a system, you know, that's based on things like that, you need to have controls. And that's why the NFL works. You know, people say, well, Greg, it's like being in the NFL. I said, heck, it is. At least
yes.
In the NFL, there's a contract, and you know what the limits are, and you know how long you have the player.
Yeah. Coach, there's a salary cap. You can only spend so much.
Well, you know what? It's a strange time. But as I always say, there's something under my desk that it says, if you don't like something, ... either change it or change the way you think about it.
Yeah.
And I want to coach, and I want to coach college football, so I have to change the way I think about it. And we are trying to be competitive in that space, but it is a challenge for sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, you either adapt or you die out, and you're not going to let that happen. I understand that, even if, you know, you're a little resistant to the change from a concept point of view, you certainly know that you have to adapt, and I know that you are. But I know this. I do a lot of stuff with St. John's basketball. I mean, these potential transfers come in. It's not just about, you know, all right, let me see the facilities, which obviously matters. Let me see the schedule. All right, what's your path to get me to the NBA or the NFL in your case? Literally, one of the first things you talk about is money. And it's like, I don't know. It seems like a turnoff. Do you think that the young recruit now loves football the way they used to, or is it partially chasing the money and they like football?
You know what? I still think there's a lot of young people who love football. I do, and that's what it takes to play here. Like it guys don't do so well here. So we really look hard to find the love it guys.
Yeah.
Now, if they can make some money too, that's good. And like I said, I agree with that. We just need to get it under control. But I'm excited. We got a great group of guys on our team, and they're coming back Monday night to start summer school and summer training, and can't wait to get them back here.
You know, Coach, one of the things that I've always thought, Rutgers could be a program that really thrives because there's so much talent in New Jersey. Like, a lot of these kids are stars, and they go other places. I mean, hell, Ron Dane, you know, whatever you think about his NFL career, in college, he was the greatest running back we've ever seen. Nobody would ever break his rushing record, but he's a New Jersey kid. How do you get the New Jersey stars, these kids, how do you get them to stay in state and go to the State University of New Jersey, which is Rutgers?
Well, you know, we showed last time that we could do it, and we have some really good players on our roster now from New Jersey.
Yeah.
But to me, it's more about getting the right players for Rutgers. I don't care where they're from. We're going to recruit New Jersey and New York first and foremost every year. That's our backyard. But you have to go put a team together. And you know, Tiki, it takes all kinds, all different shapes, sizes. And we're going to do that. And the one thing that we're not going to lack for is evaluation, which I think is a key part of it that sometimes gets overlooked. We got to evaluate them first and make sure they're the right guys for Rutgers football. Not necessarily the right guys for everybody else, but that fit into what we want, and then they're love it guys. And I believe it starts here, but we got to go elsewhere as well. And we're doing that. And I really love the way our recruiting is going, the direction it's going. Big period coming up now, you know, different than when you were coming out. The visits happen mostly in the summer now.
That's right.
So we'll have some gigantic recruiting weekends coming up in June, which is actually nice to have nice weather to do it instead of freezing your butts off.
But you can't show them the game. You can't show them the game day experience, which I think is what's part of it. It's one of the reasons I went to UVA, the game day experience with the sundresses. I loved all
that
stuff.
They've changed a lot of Rutgers. They've done a great job there.
How much of the portal do you look at, Coach? You know, the transfer portal has got, whatever you think about it, it is what it is. How much of that do you look at?
Yeah, we use the, I use it very much like free agency. You try to fill holes in your current roster. I don't think you build your program that way. Some people can. I don't believe you do. And not if you're trying to build something to sustain for a long period of time. You know, I think you build a culture with young kids that you bring in here. But every team's got holes, has got deficiencies. I think we did a great job this year in being very selective in the portal and coming away with some key guys. The key is not only to get the right ones, but make sure you keep the ones on your team.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street. And, we've been blessed so far, and it's a day-to-day thing. You just got to keep working.
You know, your previous stint at Rutgers, you had ended in 11. I think 11 was the last season. Then you went to the NFL. You're there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're there with my brother. Ohio State was part of the process and the Patriots. What did you learn from those stops, in particular in the NFL, about you and how your coaching style and what's going to work your second time around, going into your fourth year now, the second time around here at Rutgers?
You know, a lot of things in all those experiences, as well as raising my wife and I raising four kids. So, you get to see your own kids become teenagers, then college-age students, and then college graduates. Meanwhile, you're coaching in the National Football League. You see those guys, how that hierarchy works and that structure. And then go to a place like Ohio State and really, one of the elite programs. And it was good. It was all good experiences, stuff that I could take from each stop. Probably none more than raising my own four kids. But I'll tell you what, it's exciting to do it. I love getting up and coming to work. And you mentioned your brother, man. Awesome, awesome player. And I learned a lot from him. I really enjoyed coaching him. Now going into the Hall of Fame, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited for him.
And you should be next, man. I ain't kidding you. When you look at, few people know it, 10,000 rushing, 5,000 receiving, and 1,000 returning. No one's ever done that in the National Football League. So I'm going to start the tiki for the gold jacket right here.
Hold on a second, Coach.
Scream it from New Jersey, Coach.
Listen, you can keep screaming it, but listen, I take that personally when you say you're going to start it. His partner started that a while ago, my man. You can join in. You're behind me, Coach, all right?
All right. Well, I'm on a good team then.
That's right. There you go, Coach Seattle. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it, dude.
Hey, Coach, looking forward to this season, man. Good luck to you.
Hey, fellas, one thing before I jump here, all right? It would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to all the people. You know, this weekend that we all think of as the start of summer, right? Memorial Day weekend, right? There's a lot of people that gave the ultimate sacrifice so we can do this. So I just want to tip my hat and say thank you to all those people.
Absolutely, Coach.
Hey,
it is Memorial Day for a reason. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Coach.
All right, well, thanks for having me on. Take care.
All right, there you go. Greg Schiano, head coach of Rutgers football. 877-337-6666 is the number. Teak and Tierney here on the Fan. Getting a little windy all of a sudden, huh?
What
the hell's going on here?
I got cold all of a sudden. I'm glad I wore a sweatshirt.
What the heck is happening? Hey, listen, by the way, big shout out to some of our sponsors for today. C4 Energy has been absolutely fantastic. And Boar's Head and Day Chase are many consumed by many of the great fans in front of us here. New Jersey Transit, Rocka Vodka Vodka. We've got Superbook. I know Teak is doing a little something after.
Yeah,
right,
after we're off air here in about
20 minutes?
20 minutes or so, I'm going to be over at the Superbook tent. So come over, hang out. Maybe I'll have a couple drinks.
I'm sure you will.
We'll
you always do when the
but
mic
definitely
is down.
Come over to the Superbook tent. I'll be there for a couple hours or so.
Signing some stuff with
the
fans.
Yeah, man. Whatever it takes.
Fantastic. So Superbook is a huge sponsor here. And Jersey Mike's and Flag and Anthem, Nielsen Dodge, New Jersey Lottery, Wendy's as well, and I believe I said Rocka Vodka Vodka, but if I did not, Rocka Vodka Vodka, just because I like to say it. Rocka, Rocka Vodka, Rocka Vodka, let me tell you, let me Rocka Vodka Taka.
Whatever.
I don't know, man. I haven't even had a drink yet.
That would not have been good.
Teak and Tierney here on the Fan 143. Hoff, I believe that I'm going to give you the honors of making a pick
thank
here.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Much,
hopefully,
right.
hopefully you do something right today.
I won't mush anybody, I promise you.
It's the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick. Let's rock. Today's pick brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices. By Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real close, real life. Visit Flag and Anthem. .com. Take it away, Mr. Hoffman.
So, do you know who's starting today for the Yankees?
Who? Who is starting? I know Cole's over the weekend. I'm going.
Mr. Randy Vasquez.
Oh, that's right. They called him up. That's right.
Yes. So,
not very good numbers in the minors. Not very good at all.
No, not at all.
ERA almost five, I think I saw.
So, Padres are playing them. They got Joe Musgrove on the mound. Minus 1.5 at plus 140 for Padres.
Oh.
Minus 1.5. I'm taking the Padres.
Oh,
minus
come
1.5.
On.
Of course
it's
Randy Vasquez. Yes, go. Let's go.
He's taking the Padres.
Dude.
Yeah.
Against the Yankees, no?
Well, here's the difference.
The Mets fans are giving me a thumbs
here's
down.
Here's the difference. When Musgrove goes out there tonight with
he just wants people to hate him.
With the KY jelly, whatever other lube is hanging from his earlobe, our manager will make sure that it's gone in the first inning.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not wait till inning number four like Buck did. What? All right. 877-337-6666. Just an overall fun day. Unfortunately, I've got this doesn't impact the listening audience, really just for the people in front of us. I got to bounce immediately. I got to get back. I got a youth baseball thing, whatever, practice, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, hopefully, don't pretend that you guys care that much. Martin Roberts coming on that. Tiki sticking around. But you guys have been awesome today. You guys have really been absolutely awesome today. Great to get to see a lot of you. You know, when you do a show and you're in the same studio every single day,
yeah,
you always know that you're talking to an incredible amount of people. That's the power of WFAN. But when you come out to an event like this and you shake hands and you have little side conversations you think it's just meaningful to you, it's equally meaningful to me and to us because it validates what we do. So thank you for that. Hopefully you guys have really had a great day so far. And it's going to continue with Cardinal Roberts coming up
next.
Yeah,
it's only going to get a little bit more crazy as the day goes on. It's been afternoon for an hour and 45 minutes. So if you hadn't had a drink, I'm sure you've already had many. So this day gets a little bit wild, but it's awesome.
What are you guys doing this weekend with the family? Anything good?
Taylor Swift. Who's doing Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Wait, hold on. You're not going. Don't front.
Of course I'm not.
See,
going.
I know this guy like a book. So I said, what are you doing this weekend? Taylor Swift. So he makes it seem like he's going. No. His wife is going with his two beautiful girls. Tiki said, I'm not going.
Yes.
And I respect the flex right there. I'm not going to a Taylor Swift. I'm not saying I wouldn't go, but I like that you flex. You said, don't bother me with that.
I just said it like I was, into it.
That's
Taylor
right, honey.
Swift.
Yeah. Take it or leave it.
So I'm actually going back later tonight. I'm going to hang out here with you guys for a little bit. So we'll do some things. Play that. What's that? Knock-a-jock?
Knock-a-jock.
Dude, the problem with the knock-a-jock is I look at our pictures on it from afar, BT.
Yeah.
Is that it's got us all churched up. Like when we first got here, we were all like got ties and stuff on, looking all dapper and whatever.
It's like a 1989 soap opera digest cover.
Like,
we look
on,
horrendous.
Man. I do a radio show.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing over here? So I got to go knock us down, but I'll be hanging around for a little bit. Then I'm going to go home later on, but I'll be back tomorrow hanging around down
here?
The shore. I don't know if I'll be here, but maybe I'll come back here.
All right, I got you.
We'll be around this area for the next couple of days. And then on Monday, which is actually Memorial Day, obviously, we're going to go to our golf club.
Oh, nice.
What you guys got going on? Baseball?
No, not really. It's quiet because even the travel league's kind of suspended. We have baseball today, so now the districts start.
So the districts are
like the all-stars for like the four towns, and we'll see how far we can go. Today is our first practice.
Got it.
That's why I
got to
run out of here and get Colt over there. But
are you cooking? Are you grilling this weekend?
Yeah, I am. I've got to go out now. I've got to get the propane. I've got to get a few things. I've got to get a new American flag. That is that kind of just where we live. You've been there. Our home is a little bit high.
Yeah.
So the winds whip and the flag got a little shredded, so I can't have that. I've got to get a new flag. I think we might go to the Yankee game on Sunday.
Nice.
We were supposed to go out to my sister's place in Greenport, Long Island, but her daughters have been throwing up like they're sick. Mm. And we're like, for a couple of days.
Well, blessings in it. Hope
they
get better. That sucks over the holiday weekend. But
yeah, but we don't want to like go out there and have the kids get sick and then have it, trickle into next week where baseball and things do pick back up.
So
we had plans, and sometimes plans get broken, and we'll just chill a little bit.
Good.
I'm down to chill.
Nothing wrong with chilling.
I'm down to chill. This guy, on the other hand,
Hoff, what are you doing?
Deserve to
what
chill.
Are you doing, Hoff?
I'm working Sunday morning, 1 to 5 a.m. You better all be listening.
You're on the air?
Yeah.
Oh,
of course.
Nice.
I don't stop, bro. I'll be recording a couple of Rico Bronyas. Let's go. Let's go, Hoff. There we go. And then
this guy just craves adulation. Like, he just begs for some sort of affection.
I'm not begging. I'm just talking.
No, but like one person puts their hand up. He's like, that's right. That's like, my people
even
right
the
there.
The Giants fan, the San Francisco Giants fan is waving his hand too. Listen, they all listen. Come on. They know.
Make sure you listen to our boy Hoff.
But we are having a barbecue on Sunday. I'm not cooking because I'll be sleeping. But Nicole is going to make a ton of.
You're not even cooking?
I'm sleeping, bro. Ugh. I got to sleep sometime.
Jeez. Is she going to make the pinwheel sausage old school? Put some of those, you know, those toothpicks in it. You know the pinwheel sausage.
Dude, she goes full. When she cooks, it's forget about it.
Yeah, she's a good cook.
Unbelievable. She got the charcuterie board.
Those are popular last couple of years. I'll tell you one thing I'm definitely going to make. We're going to grill a little bit as well. I got to go and get the propane. But one thing that I make, and it's awesome, right? So, you know, you've seen them in the supermarkets. They're like $1.99. They're cheap. They're like tin foil, but they're like pans. So you use them once and you throw them out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The disposable pan. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
So
you can use them for the oven, but yep. I use a couple for the grill. So what I'll do is I'll go to the seafood market, and I'll get a couple of pounds of octopus. I love if you love octopus, this is a great dish. I'll get octopus. I'll slice it up. I'll put a little balsamic. I'll put a little oil, obviously, a little lemon, and little celery. I'll get a couple of shrimp, a lot of shrimp. Cut up the shrimp, and I'll actually those are the two main things. And I'll put them on the grill, and I'll just kind of stir it. Now everything's already cooked. The octopus is cooked. The shrimp is cooked, but it just kind of like the liquid, the way it emulsifies.
Yeah,
it is just an outstanding summer meal. So I don't think you think grill, you think meat, you think
burgers, sauces. Yeah,
it is. You can do wonders on the grill. I'm telling people something they don't know, but that's like my dish.
Yeah,
I can't wait to make it this weekend.
You know what I'm cooking? You know what I'm cooking this weekend?
What?
Nothing. You know what I'm doing? Bartending.
Uber Eats. Where?
I just bartend. In my house, dude, or wherever I am, I'm in charge of the drinks.
It's getting harder to wake up the morning after, though, isn't it? We're not young bucks anymore, barbers.
It
getting tough, dude.
That's why I can't drink during the week.
No, I'm not. I'm not a during the week drinker.
It's just hard.
You know, Hoff. He failed us today. I hate
failed.
To
fail.
Yeah,
I rocked the MVP shirt. You guys MVP. Were not expecting. So I'm talking about.
All right, so
I think after a very productive day down here at DJ's. The one thing I'm going to take away is that Hoff did not dance.
He didn't dance with me.
He didn't dance with me. That's what we're going to take away.
Yes. I am going to take away.
That's what we're going to take away, that I didn't dance?
I mean.
I had Danielle come up and sing a song.
Giants,
with you
guys. Jets, Mets, Yankees.
All yeah, whatever.
We're going to talk about that for the rest of the summer. You had one chance to dance, bro.
That's right.
I'm not a dancer. I'm a singer. I sang. I was here.
That's like saying I'm a lover, not a fighter.
That's a true story. Listen, I rocked the MVP shirt. No one knew that was happening.
All right,
I came here. I surprised you guys. Yeah, that was good. I didn't want to take over the spotlight.
Oh, well, that's very noble of you. Thank you for being so humble so we can all fit on your massive stage where your incredible aura. Now, listen, we love Pete, but all right, so Met fans, raise your hand. Hurry up, Met fans, raise those hands. Raise those hands. Okay. Just, I need an audible, you know, yes or no.
Oh,
so, again, our guy, he's been rolling with the hashtag MVP, and I love it. I respect it.
MVP.
All right.
MVP.
All right, no, that's all fine.
MVP.
It wasn't about that. It's about something else. Right. He tweets about it. You know, he's a big Met fan. How do you come? Now, you can make fun of my dance moves. I get it. They're old.
Dude, they were good, bro.
Well, thanks, man. I don't think they're that great. Whatever. You can make fun of me for singing the Met song and having a little bit of fun. Those are all things that are in play, you know, in bounds. How does this guy wear a hashtag MVP shirt that are in Yankee colors? I need to know the answer to that. You failed on every level today.
It was a rush job, bro. I just thought about it the other day. It was a quick turnaround.
Does that look like a Yankee shirt or a Mets shirt?
Oh, stop it.
Absolutely crazy.
There you go. They don't pay me enough, right? Exactly. I like that guy.
Well, I mean,
if he would have thought about it before yesterday, he probably could have gotten an MVP shirt that was actually.
Wait, you did that today?
I did it yesterday.
All right.
Exactly. Last minute, I just started to travel down here. I went to the Bronx to go pick this thing up.
How's your car doing, by the way?
It's still in the shop.
It's still there?
I am.
How'd you get down?
I took the rental. The loaner.
Oh, God almighty.
I told him, like, I'm not picking it up today. I'm going down to New Jersey.
Oh, boy. All right. So let's see. Let's recap today. Hoff wore a Yankee shirt. I sang a Mets song.
Yes, you did.
Tiki said that Daniel Jones is going to have he actually said this, a better season than Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you.
I mean, this has been all sorts of twisted. We are We are a sideways show, bro.
And we talked a little bit about the Mets and the Yankees.
No, we definitely
But mostly
did.
We had fun with you guys, so we appreciate all y'all being out here today. It's obviously Memorial Day weekend, and we're celebrating those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives for our country. So happy Memorial Day, everybody. Be safe. Carton and the Roberts are coming up shortly.
Yep.
They're going to be crazy.
I'm sure they'll have a few wacky things up their sleeves.
But have fun with everybody.
Absolutely. Teak, have an awesome weekend.
Be good, brother.
No doubt.
Be
you
safe.
Too. Only, thank you. All of our sponsors out here, C4 Energy, Boar's Head, Day Chaser, New Jersey Transit, Rocka Vodka, Vodka, Wendy's, New Jersey Lottery, Niels the Dodge, Flag and Anthem, Superbook, Teak's hanging out there now. And Jersey Mike's, obviously, echoing the sentiments, have an outstanding Memorial Day. God bless all of you who are family members of those who keep us free. Don't forget what it's about. And we will catch you Monday, probably Tuesday at 10. Carton Roberts next. Have an awesome weekend. Thank you, Belmar. Love you guys. Later.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.